live on short shifts. If you're in the Facebook community, what's up? Uncle Bob smells. And anyways, he can't say anything. I can say whatever I want, and he can't say anything back. I love it. Chocolate body paint. Anyways, so short shifts live. Toph has no idea what I'm going to say. Pretty much nobody does ever. That's why I'm my own boss, because I probably get fired for the stupid things I say. Toph, I want to talk about offensive zone faceoff plays.
Oh,
I love creative offensive zone faceoff plays. And you being the hockey IQ guy for the podcast and our family, I'm sure that you had some really good ones that worked really well. Maybe some ones that were just super creative that were once in a while. What were some of your favorite, or maybe some of the favorites that you've seen on the little things from last night that you do on Twitter? If you don't follow Toph on Twitter, follow him immediately. You're an idiot if you don't.
Thanks, Jeffrey. Okay. If we're talking about face-off plays, first of all, I think it's like we used to debate this a lot in the coach's room. How many face-off plays do you have?
Yeah,
I'm a big believer in like 3 or 4, and that's it. Mm-hmm. And I know there's some teams that have like 10 or 15 or even like 20 and more. I don't know. I just feel like it's hard for people to remember all those things, and it might be a little overkill, overcoaching if you have that many. So I think maybe three to five, you know, I think that's a pretty healthy amount. I also think guys should know what their responsibilities are if they win or they lose. So when you're talking about offensive zone faceoff plays, again, you're probably going to win somewhere between 47 to 53 on average. Percentage. So that means that almost half of them you're going to lose, right? So like for these plays that you're doing, who's going to be the one that's going to pressure the D? You know, where's everybody else going and shifting as it relates to that? So like just a couple things that I think should be talked about kind of like pre. Also, like face-off mentality is way more important than any play you can draw up on a whiteboard. Face-off mentality, face-off intensity. So many times draws are not just won by the center, they're won by the entire line. And so I think those three things, like the amount of it is something that can be discussed, and it's an opinion thing. It's not a fact thing, but I would say probably 3 to 5 is good, at least in my opinion. What are everybody's responsibilities when you win, and what's everybody's responsibilities when you lose? And then we can't have a good face-off play unless we have good face-off intensity, number three. So I think like those three things are good to talk about before you get into like the X's and the O's of the place. Does that make sense?
100%. And I learned very quickly playing for Hastings in Omaha that I needed to know exactly what I was doing, whether we won or we lost, on every single draw, on every single shift in practice and in games, or else I wasn't going to play. You know, if you win faceoffs more often than you lose, you start with the puck more. If you have the puck more, you usually win. So faceoffs are everything. What Toph just said about mentality and intensity and knowing what your job is, whether you win or you lose, again, that's something little that really, I think, helped my career a lot, because every single faceoff from 17 years old until I retired at 32, every faceoff, I'd be gliding in, and in my head, I was visualizing, what do I do if I lose? Okay, I'm going there. Okay, what am I doing if I win? Okay, going there, boom, and then get in for the faceoff. Every single one of them.
Yeah, love it, man. Okay, so let's talk about like distinct faceoff plays. I'll try to give a couple simple ones that would be easier to explain via audio podcast form, since that's what this is. The first one we used to call around the pile, and I love it. Boston runs it a lot. They do it really well. St. Louis did it. Remember when they beat, I think it was Dallas in double overtime in the Stanley Cup playoffs a few years back, Maroon scored. That was this play. So basically center wins a draw back, and the winger that's in front of the net, he's coming up above the pile, right? And he's grabbing the puck at like the top of the circles, and then he's going towards the wall, kind of around that pile right there. The winger that's on the board side, he's going straight to the net, but also the defender that should be on, the guy that's going around the pile, typically that defender will come below the dot. And so you can run a little bit of a pick to kind of like get that person around. the person that's coming around a little bit more time, and then they're just going right to the net. And so I think this is a great faceoff play for possession too, because you're getting the puck and you're kind of wheeling around, and then the guy going to the net, he's presenting himself, you know, for a, kind of like a backdoor right in front of the net. And then the center's also popping out. So the center's an option as well. And so that's one that I really like. One you're seeing a lot in the NHL right now, higher levels, is you're getting the net side winger coming high. They're coming high to kind of have three high. The defenseman's kind of rolling down the wall. Another defenseman, teams will do different things, but they might, you know, come a little bit wider and get a little bit lower. And then the guy that's the third guy, the net side guy, is coming for like up in the middle. And again, what you're trying to do is you're just trying to confuse the defensive team. You're trying to have people go to spots where now there's potentially a switch. Now we got to communicate and they have to point out who their guy is. It's not so set in stone where people are going, right? And I think anytime you get three guys high like that, and potentially if your D is kind of going down the wall with the puck, that's going to cause confusion for the other team. So I think that's a really good one. And then another one that I'm seeing a little bit more at the NHL level right now is you're having the center that's winning the draw back to the defenseman, like on the wall. And then that center is kind of like going down around the net, below the goal line, around the net, and getting lost on like the weak side, like goal line. And what'll happen is that defenseman on the wall will get the puck. He'll kind of hold on to it. Then he's going to pass it to the other D, and then that D passes it down to the center, who is now on his side of the ice. And like, again, with that center moving, he's getting lost. Who's the center going to be the guy that just shadows him around the net? Is, you know, the center going to pawn him off on a D now? And so again, you're just creating this confusion. You're creating these switches, and then you got wingers that can get up into the slot area. Another winger maybe going towards the backside, backdoor for potential rebounds or tap-ins. Like, I don't know, man. Like, I love face-off plays. I think they're cool to run. They very rarely work. if we're being honest, you can get some chances out of them. They rarely work to get goals. And that's why I think it's much more important to focus on like mentality. We always used to call it the line of scrimmage, like in football with the offensive and defensive linemen. You know, you got to win the line of scrimmage battle and get the possession. So hopefully, you know, people from listening to this could see that. But
yeah, no, yeah.
If you have questions, just let me know.
Yeah, I think you explained it great. And maybe next time I'll give you a heads up. I'm going to ask something like this for the listeners that are part of the community. You could draw it on the whiteboard as you're talking.
Yeah.
To help everybody who's watching or is going to watch later in the community. I like one-timer plays too in the offensive zone, like, but not when you're the offensive team. You always got to think about like, okay, how is the defensive team lining up? Don't just line up so that you're letting the wingers coming out on you, the D-man, be in the lane. You know, I remember playing in Norway, and we played against the top team who had the most money, and we lost to them in the semifinals in game 7. And they had this one face-off play where it was just a simple one-timer play, but the D-man, like their positioning, they were super close together, and the where they like positioned themselves behind the dot, you couldn't really block the shot as the weak side winger because of how close they were together. And so if they won the draw clean or they got it back there quickly, it was a really tough play to defend. And like you said, then you're like, well, who's trying to get in that lane? Should the center hop over? Well, then who's taking his center and all these things? So I think the biggest thing that Tope said is like trying to create confusion. If you're running face-off plays, the goal is to get a couple guys lost or get one guy lost. We got 1 minute left here. And you know, a big part of that, though, the main part of it, line of scrimmage. I love that saying. I love, you know, I hope you coaches steal that from Toph. Line of scrimmage, winning face-offs. The most important thing is trying to get possession of the puck. And if you're in the offensive zone, trying to create some type of scoring chance off of it. I agree with them. I played for teams where we had, you know, 8 billion face-off plays. And a lot of times, heat of the battle, guys are tired. They might not do the right thing. So having less, I think, is more sometimes.
Be really good at less rather than being average at a lot, I think, is key.
Do you think practicing like a 6-on-5 faceoff in the offensive zone is important?
Sure.
Like
a play, I think you should start a lot of stuff with faceoffs, like your O zone, D zone, like starting with faceoffs, because at the end of the day, hockey's about races and battles and 50-50s. You got to earn the puck, man.
Got to earn it.
Sure. So I know my dad's on the Facebook community right now, and he says they're doing the flying V faceoff play this spring. So appreciate that, Dad.
Love that, Bobo.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Share the show.
Share it. I dare you.